Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Mint Mobile. Okay, raise your hand if you were on your parents' phone plan and then grew up and eventually got that call letting you know it was time to leave the nest and secure your own, only to realize that wireless plans be expensive. Well, same, or if this has never happened to you, then spoilers, but Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online, meaning they don't have retail stores or salespeople. Instead, they deliver premium phone plans directly to you. And let me tell you what, guys, we just finished our first ever tour and hit about 25% of the United States, and the service was perfect throughout the entire journey, and I'm saving like $240 per year compared to my old plan. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/poppop. That's mintmobile.com/poppop. Cut your wireless plan to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/poppop. What's poppin', everybody? Hello and welcome to Popcorn Culture. My name is Ben Carlin and I am your host. Here with me today is my brother Jay, who will be in every episode.
I'm back one more time, ready to co-host this ish up.
This show that we do together, man. So we're in the territory that we are so occasionally inside of, which is that this episode will be coming out after we have successfully done the first leg of our tour.
Of the tour, right. And but as of now, as of recording, it hasn't happened yet.
Yes. So to future us, how do you think we did? How do you think it went?
Wow. I think it was, hopefully, it was just a real ball. It was a blast. I know that we've got some fun things on the docket so far. We're going to a Red Sox game. We're going to a Broadway show.
I know. Yes. It's
those should both be really cool.
Yeah. It's going to be a very, very interesting slate of work because it's been like, you know, a full court press, like whenever we like leave, because we have to make sure that like all of our content while we're gone still continues to content.
Yeah. It continues to content.
Like without us doing it, especially when it's the whole team who isn't there for that experience.
Right.
But then like normally this is happening because like we're going on a trip or vacation, where it's like most of our vacations I feel like don't end up being all that relaxing, like in terms of just, you know, like if you go to Disney, for example, it's like you're up early every day, you're walking 20,000 plus steps a day, you're managing all the kids and the personalities and the heat and the lines and
you know, the toys and the gift shops,
yes all those things,
making sure you hit all the pin boards.
Of course,
obviously. Dude, I rolled the dice on some pins yesterday at we were at the mall for the I was buying clothes for the tour.
Okay.
And like while we're there, I was like, you know what we should do is stop by Hot Topic. And Beth was like, why? And I was like, because they sell Disney pins.
Like authentic Disney pins?
Like lounge fly, I guess.
Okay.
So it's not like ones you'd get in the park, but yes, authentic Disney pins. And I was like, you know, I always know that they're there, but I'm never at a Hot Topic.
Yeah,
I was
sure. Like,
this is my, you know, one or two or three times at the mall all year. May as well go see if they got some Pluto pins. And they do have them, but the way it's like those random boxes where it's like this box contains one of six.
Okay.
Mystery.
So it could be Pluto.
It could.
Or Goofy or Minnie or.
Yeah. They had three separate Sensational Six mystery boxes.
Okay.
There was like a Western themed one and a springtime themed one and a beach themed one.
And so you went for it.
We bought one Western one and one beach one to see if we could roll the dice on getting a Pluto on either, and we did not.
No.
We got Mickey and Daisy.
Wow.
Lame.
Utter disappointment.
It absolutely, especially this is like, it's one of those things where if anytime I do like the mystery boxes, I'm always like, you know what? It kind of works in my favor, because if I was a betting man, I would bet that the more common drops are the Pluto ones.
Right, you know? Right. Like the more coveted one might be like Mickey.
Right. Yeah. So maybe Mickey is like the rare one and I actually pulled it and I'm just like, lame, you know,
boring.
I know. I'll, the way I, I've done this so many times at the parks. I'm always like, I'll always see them and be like, should I? The odds aren't really very good. You'll get like two pins in here, but there's like, you know, it's still only a 20% chance of getting a Pluto.
Right.
It's like the number of times I've done this and I've gotten Chip and Dale. I'm like, oh my God, they are so the trolls of the random pin.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, have a Chip and Dale, take it. And it's like, I don't want Chip and Dale.
Come on.
Or worse, if they split Chip and Dale into separate pins, then you have like double the odds of hitting the
like
low
a Chip
boys,
or Dale.
A Chip or Dale. I'm like, no, don't be filler. Give me the Pluto, man.
Right.
But I would expect Pluto to be the common draw, Pluto or Daisy to be the common draw out of these six. Or maybe that's just completely random one in six, but
yeah, I know. It's probably like way more thought than the Disney company is putting into this particular selection pool.
Yeah, probably.
Like, you know,
probably.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, they make. I guess it's the same thing as like any other collectible. Like there are so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think that like someone is sitting there. This was me growing up as a kid. Like whenever you played like the computer in a video game.
Yeah.
I remember going to Kroger, which is the grocery store chain we have here, and there was like a customer service desk area that like was like behind this big like kind of like two pane glass.
Yeah.
Reflective mirror area. And in my head, I thought that when you played the computer, there were people behind that glass and they were like, okay, they selected difficulty one. No problem. I'll just totally
phone it in.
Punch, jump, punch, you know, like,
yeah,
like they knew how to like tailor their efforts.
This is their whole job.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, that's what they do. Like when you're playing the computer, you're not actually just playing and this is probably, it speaks to my childhood understanding of how computers worked at all, which was that like, well, there's no way the computer can think for itself.
Right.
You know, like that would be madness. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And now modern day, it's like, yeah, computers think for themselves.
Well, the modern day, it's more likely you are just playing against another human being.
Well,
not
that.
Necessarily employed by Sega.
Right.
But you
right.
know,
like in like, online play.
In online play. Like, you know, if I'm playing Snap, there is no playing the computer. It's like you will play someone who's basically your skill level because that's how the ladder will pair you up.
Right.
And,
right.
You know,
yeah.
that'll be your rank and such.
Well, there you go. Yeah. But so anyway, back to your hot topic though, because that also reminded me of something else, because I have not historically shopped aggressively in Hot Topic other than the first like 2 years of college where I got to college and I got my ears pierced.
Oh yeah, you went to Hot Topic to get like earrings?
I would go to Hot Topic to get the earrings because I got them pierced at Walmart.
Nice.
You know, yeah, very, very glorious. Got these like little, they was like whatever the starter one was, almost like it looked like a BB, you know, like a little stainless steel ball.
Okay.
That was like the beginner earring that I had in for a while. And then I was doing like the gauges,
yeah,
you know, like where you like widen the hole.
Right, yeah.
So I did that for a minute as well. And so I remember that was always like the thing where like the store that I never had previously any real reason to go and like, you know, visit, but they had like the little like rotating rack of all the different like earrings and stuff. So I had like for like a big while I had this like big long like spike sticking through
my
ear.
Oh man, that's
kind
funny.
Kind of intense looking. It's like
such a different Ben.
It's like one of those questions where like sometimes I'll be like sitting there like, you know, having a beverage with somebody and they'll be like looking at me all funny and they're like, do you have your ears pierced? And I'm like, I do.
As a matter of fact,
yes,
sort of.
Both of them, yeah. I haven't had anything in them in a very, very long time.
But I took the time when I did have them in to try and make the holes big so that it would look pierced forever.
Yeah. So I don't know that they'll ever close up. Although, I mean, I guess that being said, I haven't actually tried to put anything in them in a long time. So
right.
Maybe there is like a little bit
I assume even if they've closed up, it's still like the appearance of where the hole was is there.
It is there. And I don't think that's going anywhere.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere. Yeah. Probably not. Yeah, yeah. You're just going to have that forever. And everyone's like watching now like, wait, I can't even see his ears.
I know. Yeah, he's got my headphones on right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I've ever had tremendous reason to be much into the Hot Topic area. This is like one where it's like I recently learned that they sold Disney pins and I was like, I can't wait to go back. And that was like 7 months ago. And I was like, well, I just, you know, haven't had a reason to go. But I was also, we were at the mall this weekend, which is also just a rare occurrence because I was buying clothes for the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or trying to. And I was thinking, oh, we should go over there and check for the pins. But I was almost hesitant to go because we had the kids with us. And just, this was a complete out of the blue, seemingly from nowhere. On the first day of summer, Luke comes downstairs and he, you know, he's like, can we watch something? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's, you know, turn something on. And what he wants to watch is The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm like, what? How do you even know about The Nightmare Before Christmas? Like, we've never watched it. We've never talked about it. And he's like, he knows the song. Like, you know, this is Halloween. He's like singing it. And I'm like, where? What? Like, it's not even, it's not close to Halloween. It's not close to Christmas. This is like seemingly, like, he must have learned about it at school.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah,
clearly.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, of all the movie, of all the things you could have suggested right now on the first day of summer, The Nightmare Before Christmas is not what I thought. But then as we were going to, like, and I guess they watched it and they thought, you know, that was fine. They didn't, you know, didn't appear creeped out by it or anything like that. And it's like, I think you've said Addie likes it too. So I'm like, well, if Addie can handle it, certainly the boys can handle it.
Yes. This was such like a thing for a while where like all Addie wanted to watch. And like, I'm sure I've told this story before as well, but like, I think me and Allie's like possible one of our first ever, I don't even know if I'd call it like an argument, but like things was we had taken like an early trip to Disney together. And I remember we're walking through like the Haunted Mansion gift shop. And she was like, oh, if we ever have a kid someday, we could like dress him up as like Jack Skellington for Halloween. And I was like, absolutely not. Like,
no
way. I don't want to do, like, I really, this movie terrified me as a kid. I am not interested in that. And then sure enough, like right away, you know, Addie, like as she's like getting into like, you know, like watching movies and stuff like that, she dials in on Nightmare Before Christmas just instantly.
Instantly.
And I'm like, fine. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'm losing this battle.
I'm losing it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, apparently Luke too.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay. All right. I mean, we watched it, or they watched it. I was off doing gardening things.
Yes.
But yeah, so I was afraid. I was like, oh man, now we're going to go into Hot Topic. And my previous experiences in there is that it's a lot of pop culture stuff and like half the store is just Nightmare Before Christmas things.
That, yeah, it sort of seems like Hot Topic like fits the mold
for
that.
Yeah. But so we tried to keep them out. Because the other thing is like, if you introduce pins to Luke, he is just like, what?
Yeah.
I want. So we were trying to like, let's just keep you guys out. But eventually Beth could not keep them from entering the store, and they came in. And at one point, Nick turns around, and there is a girl wearing a Vaporeon backpack.
Okay,
like a cute, you know, Pokemon backpack. And Vaporeon is Nick's favorite Pokemon.
Okay,
and I couldn't believe someone just happened to be wearing that specific backpack out in the wild.
So, but this was not like somebody trying one on that was in the store. They were just wearing it.
No, they were already wearing it. They owned it. This is how they came to the mall.
Okay.
Wearing their Vaporeon backpack.
Got it.
Nick turns around, of course, it's on their back, so it's like at his eye level, and he is just like, he cannot believe what's in front of him all of a sudden. Like, oh my gosh. And he reaches up and grabs it, you know, while it's on the person's back, and they turned around. It was so funny.
Oh no.
They were like, oh, sorry about that. That's his favorite Pokemon. And they're like, that's okay, it's mine too. But it was so funny.
So they rolled with it.
Yeah, they totally rolled with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, wow, yeah. Wow. Good Samaritan. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Glad that went over nicely.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no doubt about it. Those like Loungefly backpacks are like, there is something just so tantalizing about them. Like,
they're so cool looking.
They are so cool. And it's like I can't figure out like when or where or like what application I would have for like using one myself, other than like maybe being like our day pack for a trip to Disney.
Yeah. Well, they're also so tiny.
That's the thing. Yeah, they're quite small. But like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like every time I'm in one of the stores that has them, it's like I can't help but like walk over and be like, these are so good.
Yeah.
They're such a good canvas for whatever design you choose.
Whatever's on it. Yeah.
Like it ends up working out so well. So yeah, they're like, I don't really have like a great need for them, but if I did, I feel like I would have many.
Yeah. I know.
Sold on these.
I know. I think Kat in Office collects the lounge flies.
She does.
And every time she brings in a new one, I'm like, those are so cool. But also I'm like, this is like a dangerous thing to collect.
Yeah. Gonna end up having like a wall, which actually I'm sure would look
That would look
like,
cool too.
It would look cool. Just like a wall, like each one, like perfectly like spaced.
I know.
Like a grid formation.
Man, sometimes I think about the Pluto pins and like, every time we go to Disney, it feels like I come back with like, you know, 10 to 13 more. And every now and then I'll see one online. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll grab that one. Seems cool. I'll pick that one up. And I'm like, how many years into the future is it just going to be where it's like, yeah, this is just like the wall now, you know?
Like,
do I ever get enough where it just takes up a huge section of wall and not just like one board?
I don't know. I mean, that's like, you know, my home office is something that I struggle with tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Like I desperately just want to pick a theme for it so that it's like, okay, now I know something that I'm after. But in the meantime, it just ends up being barren almost all the time.
And right now
there's like Addie's toys are just everywhere inside of it. So it's like, it definitely is like, it's not even a space I ever like really want to go into. But sometimes I do think like, we don't have a lot of like the fandom inspired stuff. Like if you come to our office, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
I mean, you can't look anywhere in this office without seeing something mounted to a wall or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's every single direction there's something. But at my house, it's not exactly like that. And so like, I've heavily debated on like choosing something and being like, okay, my office is going to be like this room. But that's kind of like what would be really interesting for you would be like, is if like, you're like, okay, I have my Pluto room or I have like my Disney room and it's like, everything in the
room in here
is like your Disney stuff.
Yeah. That would be, I mean, yeah, my office is not much better, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Like, we've got, like, our pin board of Pluto things up there. And we've got, like, little Disney accents all over the place. But nothing is like a themed room. But it's like, I think the thing with this is you just have to choose something and then just, like, go with it.
Right.
You know? Like, I remember we've talked about my old buddy Nate, who worked at the concert venue with me, who listens to this show.
So not your son, but
son. My friend Nate, who used to work with me. Hey, what's up, dude? I remember when he started dating his now wife, and like she would come over to his place and be like, okay, we're gonna like redecorate because you just have like, you know, dude decor or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, she was like, here's what we're gonna do for any given room. We're just gonna, I don't care what it is, we're just gonna pick a theme. And that'll be it. And like they started small and they just chose his bathroom, not very big at the time or anything. And the theme was Coca-Cola. And they just went out and he like showed me all these pictures afterwards. They just had like Coca-Cola things all over the bathroom. And it was like, that was so fun.
It has an identity.
Now it has an identity.
Yeah.
It was just like, what a fun idea. So we just gotta pick you a theme. Off the top of my head, Ben, I'm thinking vintage Hot Wheels.
Vintage Hot Wheels.
Just, you know. Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Get them.
Yeah.
Just get them.
Just,
yeah.
Just have them like.
It'd be great.
No, I love it. I love it. I mean, I have historically been known to love Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
So that could work out as an excellent theme.
Right.
But both of the editors in office, both Ethan and Isabel, have just moved into new homes over the course of like the past few months. And so both of them have been showing like, you know, the office, like sort of like their progress pics as they're like putting together like all their different like locations and stuff like that. And they have both done these absolutely gorgeous gallery walls where it's like mixed media, you know, they've got like a whole variety of like different things. They've got like images that like pop and are like fun and eclectic and unique. And I'm just like, man, I am so bad at decorating. Like I keep thinking about my house and like I'm generally like kind of proud about like the interior.
Yeah, I mean, like it's nice space.
Yeah, like I feel like it like looks good, but like being able to pick things to put on walls is just not it's not a skill of mine.
Yeah,
especially taking like, you know, I have like a you know, like a, I think you have a similar one at your house, but it's like a, like you go on Amazon and it comes with 9 matching frames that you mount in like a grid like configuration.
Mm-hmm.
And I have printed photos, you know, that Allie and I have taken over the years and they are in those photos. So it's like, I have like one area that has something like that, but all I was doing was following instructions.
Yeah.
So like seeing people like go through and do it where they're like freeballing it a little bit, you know, like, okay, like we got this, we're putting these things together and it's all good.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. Figuring out how to decorate, like, or even just like how to buy art, you know? It's like you go and you see...
Ben.
Yeah.
Just start checking out those silent auction bids.
The silent auction.
There's no better way to buy art. We all know that.
Of course. Yeah. How did you end up... Okay, so this is a fun throwback. Mm. So we have your landscape portrait that you purchased in the silent auction a few weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Did it successfully become mounted in your home
It's in the house, Ben. It's on the wall.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you smile every time you look at it?
I do. I mean, it does add to the space. It is in my bedroom.
Nice.
Yeah. It ended up going fairly well with some of the other stuff we have in there. We have these like giant, I think you have the same mirror, these like really big mirrors.
Yeah.
And it has a sort of like an ornate frame to it. And the frame of the painting sort of like matched that. So, and we had about a painting size space in the wall there between the lamp and the mirror, and boom, that's where it went. So now instead of just blank space, we have nice mountain view.
Nice mountain view.
Exactly. It's like having a new window.
It's like, ah, yes, I could just stare into this forever.
Stare into it forever. What a glorious painting.
Yeah.
What $40 well spent.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
It is fun. And the thing is about it now is that it's also just sort of like a funny story as well.
It is a very funny story.
You know, it's got it. It's just all, it's all there now. You know, it does make me smile.
If it helps at all, I was attempting to tell this story because Alice had some family in town, and Mike was talking about how he listens to the podcast. So we were like all hanging out, and we were talking to Alice's aunt, and I was trying to tell them, you know, this story, and Mike was explaining like how hard he was laughing at like us talking about this this particular thing. And she's like, oh my gosh, well, I have to see the painting. And so I showed it to her, and I feel like her reaction was like, that's a really cool painting. Why are you guys laughing so much?
Well, good.
There we go. Yeah. And I feel like she's got a great eye for design and decoration and everything like that. So I was like, okay. So maybe it's become like such a hilarious joke, but maybe it's actually like in the meantime, just kind of a cool.
Hey, it caught my eye.
It did. Exactly. Right, exactly. Extraordinary.
I thought it was worth buying.
Have you ever considered curating like an art gallery yourself?
No.
I feel like that's always the profession of characters in movies. Is like, it's like, ah, yes, they run an art gallery.
Right.
It feels like such an easy way to be like, this person is like sophisticated.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's the type of job sophisticated people do.
Exactly.
Is running art galleries.
I feel like this has always bothered me. I want to say on the show Gossip Girl, that was the Humphrey's dad's job.
Okay.
As a retired rock star. Was that he curated an art gallery?
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally. And he'd be like putting stuff online, and they'd show him doing his job sometimes, and he'd just have this like dinky little digital camera where he'd be like photographing stuff. And I'm like, false.
False.
No. That guy does not, that's not how you take pictures of your fine art with your dinky digital camera. No. Right. I understand that the point of your family is that you don't have as much money as the other families in the show, which are like insane people.
Right.
But still. Like, you have a better camera than that if this is your job. You just do. There's no way.
It's good.
I don't believe it. It's like Rufus.
Taking a picture of like a $20,000 painting with like a $130 point and shoot.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
2.3 megapixels.
Right. Yes. That's exactly the problem. It was like, there's no. You're not photographing these things with something with such less value. Like, you're not communicating. It's just, you can't be, it doesn't seem like you're good at your job. You know, that's what it always seemed like.
Well, maybe that is what was happening.
Well, maybe that is, but he was still provided. They always make it seem like the Humphreys are just like barely getting by.
Right.
I'm afraid not. They have this insane loft in Brooklyn.
Yeah, with like a garage door inside the apartment.
I know. It was like, dude, anyone would love to live in that place. That place is awesome. You just happened to be dating Serena Vanderwoodson, so too bad.
Yeah.
Or her mom, I guess. If you're Rufus, because that's how that show was. Because father and son date mother and daughter, no problem.
Clearly, we've watched Gossip Girl, is really what we're trying to say. Because people are like,
what are you talking about? Let me go ahead and tell you guys, if you have not watched Gossip Girl, especially like the first couple seasons, go do yourself a favor and just sit back and enjoy the show. I mean, by five or six, it gets a little wonky, but like, whew, first couple seasons. Top tier.
They slap,
man. And look, you have Gossip Girl to thank for the entire like Arrowverse. I promise you. Like, if you watched like Arrow or The Flash or anything, guess what? It's just Gossip Girl. It's just the same thing. It's just now they have superpowers. Now they have superpowers. But otherwise, it's the same show.
It's all CW, right?
It's all CW.
They've got a formula.
The CW has a formula, and they discovered it with Gossip Girl, and they've just been churning it out in 1,000 different versions ever since. And it's still working. But that original show, so good.
There you go.
And you can be like, that's where Blake Lively came from. Oh, okay, cool.
How about that? She's married to Ryan Reynolds
now. She's married to Ryan Reynolds. I know that guy.
this is like my really hilarious. So I got to do 1 year for the Project for Awesome with the Vlogbrothers, John and Hank Green.
Yeah.
I recorded a like a bonus podcast episode with Hank
yeah.
called my brother John.
Yeah.
And me and Hank were talking about our shared experience of having business ideas and having a brother John who has to tell you, no, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And so my thing with this entire sequence is I have had a conversation with Hank Green, who has had a conversation with Ryan Reynolds.
Wow.
So basically,
there you go.
Me and Ryan Reynolds,
you pretty much know him.
We're pretty much close to kind of being like BFFs.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you know, there you go. It's just, you just call up Hank and be like, can I get Ryan's phone number?
We can
you know what, I think everyone would be okay if Ryan hosted the pop 1 week.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I think everybody would be completely
everything
like,
would be
that,
pretty okay with that.
That is, we can add that to the overall contract rules of the popcorn culture constitution,
right?
Which is that if Ryan Reynolds ever wants to host, then both of us have to
let him.
Yes, by yeah. contract.
That's it. Yeah. Either one of us is the host, unless host neither is winning. But otherwise, at any given point, Ryan Reynolds can just decide he's the host and be the host. That's the
at
rule.
Any given point in time. Yeah. Right. So we'll put up the Ryan signal on
there
the
you
roof,
go. All right.
You know, and if he chooses to show up, then extremely good for us. I'll be so excited.
me too.
I think I would spend the whole episode just being like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah. Oh man, that'd be pretty great. That'd be pretty great. I'm just asking him about Gossip Girl the whole time, you know?
Because I'm sure that's yeah. what he wants to
he
talk
wants
about.
To talk about, like, talk to me secondhand about your wife's career.
Yeah, what started her career? I'm sure you've got loads of stories.
I know.
So apparently, what we actually want to do is have Blake Lively on the show.
Follow up rule: if Blake Lively ever wants that, she is also allowed to.
Also permitted. Oh man. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Good yeah. deal. What a power couple.
Now, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Transition.
Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Shopify. Okay, so story time. Since the day that I met my wife, Alice, she has been all about secondhand clothing. So 2 years ago, we decided to take that idea and run with it and open a business called Nude. It's like the past tense of new because it's not really old, but you know, nude. Old is the new nude. You get it. Anyway, we'd both been in business, but she was hung up on how to start selling online. But fortunately, I had experience with Shopify, and to tell you that we got started in no time is a straight up understatement. We were busy being brand new parents to a 6 month old. We both have other jobs. And within 2 weeks of idea conception, we had the website up and running. So if you're on the fence, whether it's in the like launch your online shop stage to the first real store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Plus, even if you do have questions, Shopify's award-winning help is there to help support your success every step of the way. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/poppop. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/poppop now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/poppop.
Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Arena Club. Okay, so y'all may be aware that we are pretty big fans of collecting Pokemon cards, meaning we have opened tons and tons of cards, but never have we opened cards the way you can with Arena Club. So here's how it works. Arena Club offers what's called slab packs, and the whole experience, top to bottom, is absolutely thrilling because what they do is put together this huge selection of cards, then they list all of the available cards you could potentially open so you know the pull rates, and then you digitally open your packs to reveal your latest pulls. And like, here is us genuinely opening up our last pack.
What is it? Oh my god, dude, it is literally the one we tried to open for earlier this week.
That is so crazy.
On. What makes it fun is even though you're opening them digitally, whatever you open is your physical card. So
after you crack the pack, they'll display them in your own personal showroom where people can like make trade or purchase offers, or you can have that physical card shipped right to your home, which is what we've been doing because we love like displaying our Pokemon cards in our collection stuff. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or just displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have got to check out. So right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/poppop, which, wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. But anyway, that's arenaclub.com/poppop for 10% off your first purchase.
Popcorn Culture is supported by Fiji Water. Okay, y'all, it is summer, and for me personally, that means it is finally the season to use the brand new boat, where, of course, hydration is key because it is super hot out there, and we will be doing that with Fiji Water because it really is from the islands of Fiji. Drop by drop, Fiji Water collects in a sustainable ancient artesian aquifer 1,600 miles away from the nearest continent, protected and preserved naturally from external elements. As the water filters through the volcanic rock, it collects a unique profile of electrolytes and minerals, resulting in more than double the electrolytes as any other top two premium bottled water brands, giving Fiji Water its soft, smooth taste. And gosh, soft. I love that descriptor because it is so exactly spot on. If you've ever drank Fiji Water, it is soft water to drink. And unlike some of the other premium bottled waters, Fiji Water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. Fiji Water really is Earth's finest water, and since 2022, its 330-milliliter and 500-milliliter bottles have been produced in 100% recycled plastic, so you can feel proud of your choice in bottled water. Get stocked up on Fiji Water this summer and visit your local retailer to pick up some today for your next backyard party, hike, beach, pool, or lake day. It's not just water, it's Fiji Water.
All right, Jay, did we have a possibly perfect weekend?
Dude, this past weekend was truly excellent. Like, I was just like, I was having just day in, day out, just like, I don't feel like I'm having a lot of like stressful situations at all. Like, everything's sort of coming together. I'm getting things I want done. I'm enjoying it the whole way. Even my recreational time is like, it being spent in ways that are landing my way.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So like, let's see. So Friday night in case you're listening, this is a Tuesday after Memorial Day. So this is our 3-day weekend, but yeah. Friday night, you and I went out to dinner with the wives and some other friends we haven't seen in a while.
Yes. Which was great fun. We literally, yes. We went to a restaurant that none of us, to my knowledge, had been to before. Maybe
I'd been there like when they opened, like, several years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the fun thing about it, we were with people who are food people. And so it's very much like a shareables kind of location.
Yeah, small plates.
Yeah, small plates. So it's kind of like you want like a bite of everything. But so this may be like one of the first times I've ever been able to do this in my entire life that I have any recollection of. But like we were like looking at the menu, we're kind of like going through all of the small plates and we're like, you know, there's not that many, like maybe like,
yeah, it 10, wasn't a very large menu. There was, yeah, maybe like 10 items,
10
or
items total. But so, you know, like the waitress comes over and we're sort of like, do we want to, should we do one of everything?
Just do one of everything.
It's like, we'll do one of everything.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, it felt like so cool. Just to do that.
It was like, we'll just order the whole menu, please.
Yeah, we'll take the whole menu. That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But so, like, also you're like splitting it three ways. And I'm like, even just like looking at all the price, like this really isn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. Like, you know, it sounded like such a flex, but in reality it was just kind of like a nice dinner.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, okay, this is really cool. But so it was really fun though, because you know, like we're getting to try like fun drinks and we're like all doing, you know, like a single bite of everything.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, pass me that. Let me try that. Who hasn't had this yet?
Yes, yeah. So when you end up getting like a very like modern version of what feels like like, okay, so here in the area, there used to be a restaurant called The Home Place.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you would go, you would sit down, and they would bring, like, huge bowls of, like, mashed potatoes.
Family style.
Yeah, it's all very family style. So it's like, you know, you'd take a scoop of the mashed potatoes and the green beans, the turkey and the ham, and, you know, you build, like, a Thanksgiving Day platter, and, you know, it's really fun. But then, like, this was like that, but with, you know, like, bacon-wrapped dates infused with goat cheese.
Yeah.
You know, or like a charcuterie board with a myriad.
It was called Fun with Cheese, then.
Fun with Cheese is what it was called, which also feels like a great episode title.
Fun with Cheese.
Fun with Cheese. Man, cheese.
Cheese.
What a truly glorious food, though.
Yeah.
So we had a good collection of those.
We did.
What else did we have? There was like a bread that had like eggs in it.
That was probably my favorite thing we got, and I can't remember the name of it. It has a really funny name. Like, I can't even.
Even more funny than Fun with Cheese.
More funny than fun. It was more like a. It was like the real name of the dish, like capicola or something. That's not it at all. That's like a meat. But
I'm going to call it eggs in a basket.
Eggs in a basket. But if you're thinking of like a piece of white bread with a fried egg in the middle, not quite. It's like that, but like times 100.
Times like 100.
Yeah, it was just this like big buttery like croissant boat kind of thing with cheese and like an egg in the middle, and they mixed it all up and it was so good. That was my favorite thing for sure. I would like, we walked away and I was like, I don't know if I would go do this entire meal again. But if you were just like out for the night and you wanted like an appetizer and a drink to start the evening, I would go get that dish and a beer and then move on.
And then, yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
It would work out well.
It would work out great. It'd be a great way to start.
So yeah, so that was night one of the perfect weekend.
Yeah. So then we wake up the next morning, and Beth has been, we've been trying to like redo like our little like downstairs patio space.
Yeah.
A little bit. Where eventually, hopefully, we'll have our like, you know, concrete pad.
Right.
Or whatever.
For your hot tub.
For my hot tub. Yeah. But in the meantime, it's just like a lot of it's just become like overgrown, and it's like all of the, it's one, like when you move into a new place, a lot of times what you are left with is like the what is the word? The planting decisions of the previous owner.
The landscaping.
Yeah, the landscaping of the previous owner. And they had plant that, so whatever they had, like it was no longer like really being tended to. Weeds had kind of taken over,
right?
Like, doesn't really look good. And they're like flower beds that, you know, I've never really personally tended to either, because like there's already been stuff growing there, and it's like, oh, the act of doing it all is going to be like a ton of digging stuff up or whatever. But the day had arrived,
right?
And I was honestly like, okay, I'm just gonna go out there, I'm gonna get rid of all these weeds, we're gonna get some mulch down here, we're gonna go buy new stuff. And of course, I'm on my big gardening kick right now, so I was like so hyped to do it.
Yes.
So I'm out there in the morning, got all the weeds out, and you came over with your truck, and we had a couple scoops of mulch.
We did. Yep.
And you brought Addie over, and we had the bounce house going.
I know, but like, you know what, the thing that blew my mind was that, like, I mean the kids always have so much fun with the bounce house, but I think they had just as much fun with the wheelbarrow as the bounce house.
They truly did.
You know, this was like one of those moments where I was like, sometimes I think this is where like tending to your house, it's like, it really is just way more fun than I feel like it gets credit for.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, it was such an activity. It was like, so, you know, the kids were like jumping in the back of the truck and they're like playing on the huge pile of mulch. And, you know, every single time we're like dragging the wheelbarrow here, there, or everywhere, they were like, let's all ride.
Let's all go.
So, you know, we got pictures of all four kids riding in the wheelbarrow at the same time.
Super fun. And
super
then
glorious.
Anytime we were out there actually spreading the mulch, they wanted to just be in the truck playing in the mulch.
Yes.
On the truck. So they were all just, covered in dirt, which was also totally fine. But yeah, that was great. It's like one of those things too, where that's the bingo card. It's one of those things.
It's one of those things.
Apparently, we say that a lot.
I know. Yeah, I think you've already said it twice today.
Okay. Well, oh, you're keeping track already.
Well, somebody brought it up to us the other day, and I was like, oh no, now I'm not going to be able to not think about it. And now I'm thinking about it, so now I notice it.
Okay. Well, I'll, you know, it's one of those things.
Nice.
Where I think so often you let the kids be the reason like not to do something, like, oh, it'd be nice if I could go spread mulch, but like they're just gonna get in the way and be like, you know, make it take forever. Or I'm going to have to tend to them the whole time. And it was just like, once you're doing it, it's like, that just wasn't the case.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like they want to be involved and they're around, but they had other stuff to do. And like, we still got it all done and it didn't really slow us down that much at all.
No. Yeah. It was definitely not a problem, but you're right. Like that like intimidation factor at times where it's like, okay, can I do this task with Addy involved,
right?
Like, or do I need to like try to like find a window where it's going to just be like, okay, like I know that I've got coverage, so now I can go,
right?
Yeah, but yeah, so anyway, it ended up working out exceptionally well. I think the kids were just positively pooped. Oh, at least Addy was.
I mean, they were.
Yeah, there's nothing better than when you bring your child home and lay them down for a nap, and it's sort of like I laid Addy in the crib and it was like out,
tired,
just instant out,
too tired,
yeah,
gone. Yeah, that was amazing. And then so we, after you left, then Beth and I loaded the kids up and we went to like the nursery, which is like a plant store. You know, everyone knows of nurseries as plant store.
Plant Walmart.
Yeah, Plant Walmart. Yeah. Which, like, Beth suggested we go there, and it was like this like light went off in my head. I was like, yes, why don't I go there? Like, I always end up going to like the hardware store to get all my plant stuff. And I'm like, we have a place that is arguably closer and way more qualified to sell plant things,
yeah,
that I never go to.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like on the road we grew up on. So like my excuses are very limited. But yeah. Anyway, that's where I'm going to be going for the foreseeable future. But that was fun. We're going there, picked up a bunch of different plants, came home, got those in the ground. Hopefully they're all good.
Yeah, yeah.
We got like the hanging baskets too, which involved a certain amount of like, you know, then installation, getting the hooks in the right places. And that also feels good. And you're like, yeah, I got this all hung up appropriately.
Doing home
just,
building.
Just doing
type
home
things.
Yeah. So that was good. And then the kids were upstairs watching, you know, Beth and I like just sat down, had a beer just together quietly. Enjoying all of our new landscaping, which like they did not bother us the whole time, which was fantastic.
That really is a perfect moment because me and Alice have talked about this a little bit, like where we will go like on like little Airbnb weekends or whatever, where you find like a fun house that has like mountain views or it's on the lake or like whatever. And it's like you get outside in the morning, you're sitting down like in front of this like gorgeous sunrise and you're sipping your coffee and you're just like, oh my gosh, like this is extraordinary. And like every single time I'm in one of those moments, I'm like, I just want this for my day-to-day life. Like I would love it if I woke up in the morning and this is what I woke up to.
Yeah,
whatever. But like the other night, so like similar, we had like a very similar situation where, you know, like been a big busy long day, you know, like I was helping you, mm-hmm. like same thing. So me and Allie like get home at the end of the day, Addie's down, we're on our screened in porch, and I'm like, you know, this is beautiful. This is gorgeous. I'm comfortable. The temperature feels great. We've got cold drinks. We're together. We're talking. We're not distracted. Like, I'm like, you know, I think sometimes like when you're in a new place, it's so much easier to appreciate the newness of it. But if you lived there, you would also grow accustomed to it.
Right.
And therefore it may not have that same type of like new magical feel that it does while you're just staying there.
Yeah.
So this is like something I'm like really trying to be like much better about doing, is just being like, man, okay, I'm in a moment right now where everything is really, really great.
Right.
And I am just enjoying how amazing it is inside of this moment.
Yes.
But this is actually something interesting, which I think will be able to tailor us into our next day,
okay,
which is a lake day that me and you and the wives and our dad and the kids all did together, which is like one of my absolute least favorite things. And I literally wrote it down in the notes, and I want to say it like, oh, I hate managing expectations.
Yeah.
But like, this is like one of those things where like forever Allie has referred to me as like Clark from the movie like Christmas Vacation, where it's like, it's this idea that you're like, the whole family is going to be here at once and it's going to be amazing and it's Christmas and like we're all enjoying ourselves.
Right.
And like, clearly I think what's actually happening is like blending all of those personalities together is really difficult. People are like out of their normal sleeping situation. There's way more right. people in the
it's
house.
It's like crowded, like, and not only are there more people there, but it's Christmas, so there's like stuff everywhere. And
Exactly. It's like it just doesn't end up like in your head. You've got this like perfect vision of, you know, slicing the turkey, and it doesn't you know, like hiss hot air into the room.
Right, it's gonna be great and juicy, and everyone's gonna get along the whole time, and they're gonna play games together, and there won't be any fighting, and it won't be stressful, and everyone will just go with it because that's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. So what is really, really funny for me is that, like,
not how 27 Butts is going to be, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, not one bit. Yeah, 27 Butts Productions coming soon. But no, so like for me, what I think is extremely funny is that like half of my life is worrying that the worst possible thing is going to happen all the time.
Right.
The other half of my life is believing that the best possible case scenario is going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like at every single point in my like every part of my life that I'm like working on right now is figuring out how to live between those two points.
Okay.
You know, because it's like people might be like, Ben, you're always expecting the worst. Ben, you're always expecting the best.
Right.
And it's like, well, it sucks that these are like the problems, you know?
That's a weird one, because as far as expecting the worst, I expect that. Well, I expect it, like, rarely does either happen.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah. So it's like a lot of times it's like you're consumed by the fear that the worst will happen, or you're trying to like rally your spirits because the best didn't happen. Things didn't live up to the expectations.
Yeah.
So this is something. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, as far it's like a weird problem, because it's like when the best doesn't happen, you just feel bad about it. But when the worst doesn't happen, it doesn't feel like relief.
It doesn't feel like relief either. Yeah. You're right.
It's mostly just like yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, that just means there's further to fall.
Yeah.
Like more bad could still come. Anyway, so it does end up being like a rather, to me, it feels very ironic that, like, you know, like if you're chatting, you know, in therapy or something, it's like, you're setting expectations again. And it's like, okay, but we were just talking about how I always fear the worst, and now I'm looking for the best. It's like, can't one of these be okay?
Right.
But, you know, obviously, you know, it's kind of difficult. But so obviously several months ago we bought the new boat, which I have been so excited about, because like this is something I've just wanted for years and years and years. And I won't lie, my expectations for how it was going to go were pretty high.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like I've had way too much time to like daydream and be excited and be in anticipation about it. And, you know, so we got it in, I want to say like March or something, and the boat itself had this 10-hour break-in period that we were trying to like knock out, where like the boat won't run at full speed because like the engine sort of wants like a variance of like RPMs and usage that way. It's like, you know, as everything's being used for the first time, it's being used in equal quantities.
Sure.
So drive the boat at 5 miles an hour as much as you're driving at 20 miles an hour, and occasionally drive it, you know, at its fastest or its slowest or whatever.
Right.
So all spring, when it's been really cold, we've been going out and putting in like tons of hours. Well, not tons, the first 10 hours.
Yeah,
10 hours, which it feels like a long time when what you're doing is going and launching your boat in ice cold water that you can't interact with.
Right.
And like, you know, we're wearing like parkas, like full jackets. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, when me and Allie went to like put together our boat bag for this past weekend, we had to take out beanies and like gloves and mittens and blankets, you know, to make way for like sunscreen and towels and tubes.
Right.
You know, so it's like clearly like there's been like a big shift. But what that means is that like I have been allowing so much time over the past couple of months to allow my expectations to really go overboard.
Right.
You know, like, okay, we're doing all the legwork. We're doing all the things. The boat had like an early small, like error, you know, that like we were able to like go and have like warranty service, but that involved driving the boat back to the dealership, which is like an hour away, you know, like, so everything I've been trying to do is just like in preparation for the inaugural. We can jump off the boat. We can swim in the water. We can be playing music. We can have cold drinks and good food and, you know, everything all at once. And Sunday morning, we all get out there. And dude, it was glorious.
It was glorious. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was so much fun. We just cruised around for a little while. We were sort of on the hunt for like a little cove where we could like pull over and, you know, drop anchor and let everyone jump in the water and stuff. And
yes,
we found a good spot, and you know, the kids are all just dying to get in the water. And I knew there was no avoiding it. And I was like, I guess I'm going to have to get in here with you because I'm not going to let you swim around by yourself.
Right.
But get in, and even the water is like the perfect temperature. Like,
I know, it is so nice.
It was refreshing, but not like chilly.
Right.
And it felt good to be in there. All the kids were just like jumping off the boat over and over and over, just having a ball, swimming around. Even Addie was just like crushing it.
I know. Yeah. I was so impressed. It was just absolutely adorable to me that, like, you know, it's like as soon as I was in the water, she was like, I want to be in the water. But even getting into the water itself was like, I probably watched the video on my phone like 500 times over the weekend, but it's the video of me jumping and diving off the boat for the first time.
Yeah.
And Addie is like sitting on one of the benches right next to like where I'm like running by, and she does this like butt scoot hop jump where she lands on her feet and just starts applauding
me. Oh my gosh.
And just like screaming like so proud. And I'm just like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Yay. Like her excitement to me, I'm like even this, like her enjoyment of it was something where I was like, it worked. Like, she is my child,
right?
Like,
yeah,
you know, this thing,
she's having it.
This thing, I really like. I've tried since the beginning of being a parent to not place expectations on like what or who Addie's interests end up being in any capacity. It's like what you like, I will like. I know I can do that. But this was one where I was like, I really want you to like the thing that I like. And oh my gosh, she was so jazzed about it. And then she got in the water and she like clung to me like a leech. I mean, it was about the cutest thing ever. Because she seemed like she was having fun, but I mean, her grip around my neck was
like, don't let me go, Dad.
Yeah, rather fierce.
Yeah, yeah, she was adorable. She was applauding. Yeah, like every time like Luke or Nick or Nate would jump in, she would, like, cheer for them.
She would just cheer and clap, and
oh my gosh, Nate Mike was trying his hand at some belly flops.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he was I don't know if he was attempting to at first, but after he got such a good reaction on the first one, he was just like, okay. You know, he's like wearing a life jacket and he has no belly to speak of anyway, so if he just jumps and flat, you know, pans into the water, like, doesn't hurt him at all, but it looks hilarious.
It does look so funny.
He probably did it like 15 times though. It was tremendous.
If you've ever seen the video, there's like a little corgi that I feel like is like walking to the edge of a dock, and it sort of like does this like run and jump, and because it's got like its tiny little legs, it like sort of like run, jumps, and just sort of like hot dogs
flat
into the water. It's like it's like vertical out, vertical down.
Yeah.
It's like that to me is like almost exactly what he was doing. It was this like jump where it was just like, and immediately plop, like, you know, parallel to the water and just clap.
Yeah, no, it was so funny, so good. So we did that for a while. We had a bunch of sandwiches. We had Jug, our favorite boat drink.
Yes, yes. The Jug has been like such a hilarious addition. You and Beth have this like small igloo cooler thing, which has like, I mean, you would think that it came with the boat.
You would think,
because it like it's got this like little clasp system, which I'm not even sure what it would normally clip onto. Is there like an obvious location that it would clip to?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's just meant to like hook onto like the side of a railing of some kind wherever you are, whether it's on a boat or at a... Oh, you know what I think is? I think it's for chain link fences.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. For a chain link fence, like if you're like watching
like a Little League game.
Like a Little
something.
League game or something. Okay. Yes, that's what I think it is.
Okay. Well, these little hooks though, I mean, there's like a bar that goes around like, you know, like the driver's cockpit area.
Yeah.
And I mean, it clips on so perfectly and it's just like, oh my gosh.
Look at this.
It's so great.
Yeah.
So we're having Jug. What goes in Jug?
Well, it's your, first of all, you start with like, big like kind of plastic igloo container.
Yeah.
Just get one at Walmart. And it's...
Not the plant Walmart, though. The regular Walmart.
Yeah, regular Walmart. Not exactly. Not plant Walmart. Although, I guess they sell plants at Walmart, but...
They do sell plants at Walmart.
Not, you know what I mean.
Good. We made it confusing.
Spirit of choice, although would recommend rum or vodka.
Okay.
As your base, and you fill it up, you know, at your discretion. The video I watch says about third.
About one third.
But it's that sounds like a lot. And when you're pouring it, you're like, this is more alcohol than I put in almost anything. But it's okay. It's okay because the other two thirds will be water.
Right.
And then you just pour in like a pitcher sized, like Crystal Light powder or, you know, equivalent.
Yeah.
Whatever. We normally do some kind of like raspberry lemonade and then mix it up. Don't put ice in. And then you top it with Fresca.
Fresca.
A can of Fresca. And that's it. That's jug. And then you pour it over ice. If you put ice in there, just dilute it. You don't want to do that. But yeah. Obviously you still want it to be cold. And there you go. And according to the video that I initially found it from, you know, you can't eat, like you, it never runs out. And you can drink it all day, and you never really feel that libaceous.
Libaceous.
It's just sort of like, you know, it's just like a good boat drink. And I found all those things to be true so far.
There we go. Yeah, it's all working out.
It's all working out. It's tremendous. Loved it. The jug was great. So yeah, if you want your own jug, you know, go ahead, try it out. Let us know how it is.
Yeah.
I already know though. It's amazing.
You're going to be pleased.
You're going to be pleased. You're going to love it.
That's the answer. Yeah. It definitely is like a good, it's a great hot day beverage.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
it'll be a staple for boat days.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely will be.
But yeah, so the other big thing was, that we're still trying to figure out is once upon a time we were doing our duck in a cup weekend.
Yeah.
Where we had purchased like a myriad of duck related products.
Yes.
And one of the things that we had hoped to incorporate, because we were basically doing like a Dude Perfect-esque style trick shot.
Yeah,
like
video
where
we were trying to have like high production value and crazy shots and all sorts of different styles of getting ducks and cups. And
we had GoPros running and drones, and it's available on our Patreon if you want to check that out, I believe. Patreon.com/popcornculture. But the one of the things that I thought would be really funny at some point in the process was I had a boat at the time, the older boat, and I bought this gigantic inflatable towable rubber duck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it would be so funny to have all of us piled onto it, like wearing sunglasses, and just like have a shot where we just go zipping by the camera where we're all just like on the rubber duck.
Right.
You know, just being funny and having a good time and whatever.
Yeah.
And basically had never gotten to use it. And it's so big that you literally can't even like bring it on the boat with you without it taking up half the boat.
Yeah. It's a big duck.
It's a big duck. But so the boys were excited about the prospect of tubing for the first time.
Yes. Well, this was like, yeah, I'd like, you know, for there's been a couple of times we've been on boats or where we had opportunities to tube, and I brought it up to Luke and I'm like, do you want to get on the tube? And we like drag it behind the boat, and like he's seen us water ski before, but like every single time he has been like just a hard no, like I don't want to be behind the boat, that seems too fast, or just not interested.
Right.
But we told him we were going to the lake, and I was like, ooh, Uncle Ben has this like giant duck and you can like ride on it behind the boat. And I don't know if it was the duck or if he's just like a little bit older now, but suddenly he was just like really excited about it.
Yes.
And I felt like maybe that's what he was thinking about the rest of the day. Cause like Nick and Nate and Addie, I feel like they were in and out of the water all the time. I felt like Luke was just like maybe being a little more like off to himself. Like, I think he was like wondering like, when are we going to do the duck? Like where is the, I don't know where it is. When's it going to happen? Or maybe he was sort of trying to psych himself up or something. But you know, we get on the boat and he's like, you know, like we were trying to get back to the house, like by like, I don't know, 2 or 2:30 or something. We're starting to get inside the zone and we didn't have the duck on the boat because it was so big.
It was so big. We just needed space.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, do we have time to go back to the dock and get it and get back out here and like relaunch and do it again? And it was like, but like he actually asked about it and was like, when are we gonna do the duck? And I was like, if you're I didn't really care what other like things we had to do that afternoon. I was like, if you are motivated right now in this moment, we are doing it.
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah, it's like,
I am not letting this like lose traction
at all.
Yeah. Like, if you want to get on it, we are getting you behind the boat today.
Right. This will happen.
It's happening. Yeah. Sorry if we're late to the party or whatever.
Right.
So we head back to the dock. We get the duck. We get it on the boat. And I'm like, part of me is like, oh, we got all the way back here. We got the boat. Like, what if we just get it out there? And he like, just freaks out at the last second and doesn't want to go. But that doesn't happen. We get him on nice and slow, and I'm riding with him. I've got my arm around him the whole time, and we get going, and he's just like loving it.
Yes.
You know, which of course you do, because tubing is so fun. And you know, and it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm trying so badly not to like scare him and like just be positive about it. But then there's like also there is the possibility, even going slow, that like we could tip over for one reason or another. We catch a bad wake, or the rope gets caught in the water, or whatever. So I'm like having to talk to him and be like, okay, so if if we fall off, which we won't, but like if we do, just like look for me and just swim to me, okay? Like it's gonna be fine. We're not. It won't hurt. The water doesn't hurt, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, I have to tell you this for safety in the event that it happens. But like, I also don't want to tell you because I'm so sure it's not going to happen that it might just scare you.
Yes. Yeah. 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 No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you got, how do you give like the cautionary, like everything is going to be fine. If something isn't fine, here's what we do.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. But so I was able to give that to him. We got going and we even did like a few turns back and forth and that was okay. And we finally come to a stop and he seemed like he was having so much fun. And then I couldn't believe it, like Addie wanted to get on with us. And I was like,
dude, I mean, she was about to jump off the back of the boat.
Really? Out of,
yes. I mean, yeah. She was like, yeah, like we went there and she was like, Addie, go first. And we were like, no, Luke yeah. goes first.
Luke goes first.
She's like, Addie, go first.
Addie
and
go
we're
first.
Like, I don't know Addie about yeah. going first.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we parked and then, you know, we kind of like pull, like reel you guys back in. And Addie is like, I'm going.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought it was the cutest thing ever because like, again, I mean, this is like one of those, like my expectations for this have been like, hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I would love a world where she wants to do these things.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I think I love doing them so much and it's been such a huge inspiration behind like wanting the exact circumstances that we found ourselves in. And she's like, yes, I want in.
Yeah.
So she gets back there and I don't know, you were back there with her, with Luke, which I mean, it was just like the cutest thing ever. Cause she gets on the duck. I mean, she's fired up about it, but as soon as she gets on it, she is like flat.
Yeah.
Like every square yes. inch of her person was flat to the duck. Just like head sideways, holding on, like, you know,
yes.
total death grip yeah. status.
So if you can imagine the duck, I've got Luke under my left arm and I've got like one, I'm like a hand on a handle. And then Addie is now under my right arm and I'm like in the middle and there's the giant duck head right in front of my face. So I can't see anything on the boat.
Yeah.
Like if
yeah.
I look forward, all I can see is the duck head. And yeah, Addie is under my like right arm and I'm like showing her where to hold on. And she's got like little death grips on both the handles there. And her head isn't even facing the water or the boat. It is facing inwards, like towards me and Luke. So she can't even really see what's happening.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm like, are you even going to know like what's going on? Like, if you can't look around, it like, you know, does it just feel like we're just riding on a boat or, you know,
right,
I don't
right.
know. But we get going and I'm just like, you know, I'm telling her the same thing. Like, if we get in the water, just find Uncle Jay. Okay. Like, it's not going to happen, but we're good.
We're good. Yeah.
you
yeah.
know, and she's just like, you're right. She immediately like barely moves the whole time. She's just facing inward. And yet she's like smiling the entire time as soon as the boat's moving. So she clearly is like getting whatever joy she was hoping to get out of it.
Yes.
Even if she can't like look around. I think for like maybe 3 seconds, she like popped her head up and like looked around and then went right back down. But like, yeah, I was like, I mean, she was smiling the whole time, I assure you. Which you guys couldn't see us either because of the head of the duck.
I know, that was the thing. Yeah. I was like, the duck is so whimsical and so much fun and blocking the entire view of a moment that I've waited for.
I know, I was like, oh, I feel bad. I don't think they're going to be able to see her, especially because she's not popping her head up.
I know. Yeah. So we gotta work on our tube game.
Okay? Yes.
Something that doesn't have a giant barrier.
Yeah. So maybe the duck, whimsical as it is not the end-all, be-all towable tube.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, but either way, we got to the end of it. Luke and Addie got off and they had a blast, but they, you know, they both did it. So now Nick and Nate are like, our turn.
Yes.
I'm just like, let's go, boys. So,
Jay got lots of tubing.
I got a lot of tube time out there. They each had both of them under there. And I mean, Nate was just, I think Nate, maybe more than any other child out there, was like one with lake life.
Yes.
I mean, he was just cheesing the whole time. He loved the tube. He loved being in the water. He loved jumping off the boat. I mean, he was living his best life. Maybe more than any of us. I don't know.
No, it was so great. But even that, like, you know, is funneling into this, like, people are having fun.
I know. Yeah. People are having so much fun. Nick, it was sort of funny. Like, we were going down. We did like a little out and back pattern with the boat and the duck. And Nick, as we're going out, she's like, this is just the best day ever. I was just like, oh, that's so cool. I'm like, I'm so happy to hear it. Cause like, yeah, like I was so badly want to see them like back there, like water skiing and tubing and just hanging out and whatever. And then, like, we turned around, and I think maybe my arm was, like, resting on him in an uncomfortable way or something. And he's like, my tummy hurts. And I'm, like, trying to, like, I'm wondering, like, oh, is my arm just too heavy on your body or something? But,
right.
Yeah, he was fine, too. He had a plus, too. So,
good.
That was very fun. That was just, yeah, great day on the lake. Super, super great times. all around. Can't wait to get back out there. Yeah.
I know. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's so exciting too, because it's sort of like, this was just like the first day of, like,
I know, this is the first go.
Yeah. It's not even technically summer yet.
I know. We got like a whole week at the lake coming up here in July.
I know. It's going to be amazing. So
it is going to be amazing.
Obviously the kids will probably be doing like backflips on wakeboards and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Oh, well, honestly, it felt like great setup too. Cause even as we were just driving back to get the duck, there was this little spot where we had to like slow down because there were some other boats sort of like parked because the people on those boats were like jumping off these like big rocks.
Yes.
You know, as we're prone to do on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like Luke and Nick and Nate are watching like, why are they doing that? Like, what are they doing? And I'm like, they're just jumping off those things. And they're like, you know, like, I want to jump. And, you know, they're like, Daddy, have you ever done that? I'm like, oh, I've jumped off higher than that. Don't you worry.
Do not you worry.
I've jumped off higher than that. But like, you know, if these rocks are empty, there's some low rocks. I don't care if you jump off of, you know, it's fine with me. Let's go.
It's completely acceptable.
Totally fine. We'll get up next time. We'll be over there. We'll go.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
We'll show you the ropes. It'll be great. There's no ropes. You just fall. But
you just fall. just step out of the open air.
You just land. Yeah.
Right.
But you'll be fine.
It can be scary, but not dangerous.
Scary, not dangerous, but it can be dangerous.
But it can be dangerous at a certain point, after a certain height. You know,
after a certain height, if you're like backflipping and you know, into a small area of landing zone.
Trained professionals.
Trained, yeah.
Trained as in, we just did it a whole bunch of times.
We just did it.
Thumbs up so far.
Yeah.
There's only one clear incident where I should have died.
Yeah, exactly. So just avoid that, and you're good.
That circumstance, and everything will be okay.
It's fine.
It's good. No, but so, yeah. Anyway, just true. Really fun, perfect, glorious, fun day.
Yeah, great day, good stuff. And then you had a day, it was like, you still had like a whole day, not that you needed like recovery or anything, but like then we had Monday, just off, just to chill.
Yeah.
Great Monday, ran some errands, got some clothes for the tour, went to Hot Topic, you know.
Exactly.
Did some more gardening. The gardening has been so fun though, like the yesterday out there. It's like, it's funny, it's like you think, It's funny how whatever you're doing, the kids will like adopt, you know?
Yeah.
Like if it's important to you, it can become important to them. And we're out there like yesterday and I'm just like sort of pulling weeds and like Luke just totally turns it into a game where he has just decided to literally declare war on the weeds. And he suddenly just like, you know, personifies all the other plants. And he's like, these are the tomato guards and whatever. He's like telling Luke and Leigh, like, we just have to stop the weeds. They're the bad guys and we're the good guys. And we're just going to get rid of all of them and destroy them.
You know? And you're like, music to my ears.
Yes, let's go. Pick the weeds, get them out of here, because I mean, I can't, but they're just, you know, it's a nonstop war, you know.
I know, you get rid
of them all, they just come right back. It's super annoying, but Luke just he hones in on this one particular one that's like growing in between the fence, and it's a nasty looking bugger for sure.
Oh sure.
I don't know what it is. It's covered in thorns, the leaves are sharp, everything about it just looks nasty, and it's the biggest one there, and it's hard to get to the root because it's like in between the fence and the wire fence I've put up.
Oh wow.
So I'm like, yeah, I can't even really reach down there, and it's like all spiky and stuff, and Luke is like, I'm getting that thing. That's the king weed. And I guess in his mind, this king weed is like the hive mind of all the weeds, and if he can kill king weed, then all the other ones, that'll just kill their roots, you know. he's explaining this to me.
I am loving the like narrative that he's built around.
I feel like you could write
a children's story that's just about like weeds and gardens.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so funny. He's like, I'm like, I mean, we can try and get it. We probably need some like clippers or some, you know, scissors at the very least, or gloves. And he comes back and he's just like, I'm like telling him, you know, we're like grilling burgers and stuff too. I'm like, we'll just come back after dinner. And he's like, I'm not waiting until after dinner. And he comes back and he's put socks on his hands as his gloves.
No
way.
And
he's like determined to take down king weed, and the socks did not prove effective enough at blocking the thorns. Surprise
Yeah, dang.
But
it's a clever thought though.
It was clever. And then this morning I was out there just turning the sprinkler on. It's like one of these things where it's like I have to be very sneaky about how I exit the house, because otherwise they'll all three follow me.
Yeah.
But you know, we get out there and Luke's like, I'm gonna get king weed. Okay, so I finally just bring him some scissors, and I have like a nice, truly protective leather glove.
Okay,
and I'm like, all right, Luke, get him, and he just snips it off, and then we got all the other big weeds in the garden too. So we got rid of king weed. So hopefully we've just hive minded the whole garden, and we just win.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Manifest
I was like,
that.
Luke, if this is how it works, and you're right, great news. Like we'll just, you know, then we've won. This is it. All the weeds are dead.
All the weeds are dead.
Forever.
And then as long as Bazooka Jack?
No, Bazooka Jack, Ben, he has returned a little bit.
Oh, no.
I know. I've got my sunflowers growing out front again, or I'm trying to. And I thought, my thought this year was, I'm not going to get, like, the giant ones, because I felt like maybe that was a little bit of the problem. Like, they're so big. They're, like, such big targets. I was like, maybe if they're just more like, you know, one-foot sunflowers, like, that's fine, you know? I don't need them to be, you know, these huge targets. I just like the way they look, so don't get smaller ones. And I thought I got smaller ones, but they're starting to look pretty big, so I don't know. Like, these are getting pretty tall.
It said Goliath on the packaging.
It did not. I specifically did not get the Goliath sunflowers. But the ones I got, sunflowers, they're just big. I don't know. They're coming up. And it's like, this is when I'm like trying not to get my expectations, because like, they keep getting bigger every day, and I'm like, okay. They look awesome. I hope they get big. But every single day, every morning, I'm like, if freaking Bazooka Jack comes back, I'm gonna be so mad, because I get so hyped every day to see how much bigger they've gotten, and then it's like, ugh. But and sure enough, like, there has been one occasion where like two of them were like snipped off by something eating them. I was like,
So this is the real question. Like, as you're saying, I'm like, what is, like, people are like, you gotta be better about managing your expectations. It's like, what is, you know, it's like, am I not allowed to be excited about wanting to see my things growing every morning, and then worst case scenario happens to be Bazooka Jack came in and ate them all?
Oh, I know. I'm going to be so mad if it like legit happens, you know. I'm like, how do I prevent it? I don't know. Like, the real answer is that, like, maybe this just isn't a great spot to grow sunflowers. Yeah. Because it's so open and in the front yard, and that's where they'd be coming from. And, you know, there's not, like, in the backyard, at least there's a fence. Not that that necessarily stops deer,
right,
or anything. Yeah. But, yes, like, that might be the answer. But, like, this is also the main spot I want the sunflowers, because, like, we're, like, so central to the neighborhood that, like, if people are driving by, like, if there's, like, a big section of sunflowers, like, everyone can enjoy that, you know. Everyone can see that.
Everyone will pull in, back. You guys see the sunflowers.
You see the sunflowers. You know,
the guys in the corner. They got sunflowers.
Sunflowers. I'm just, yeah, so good. But like, which is what happens with like our Christmas lights display. People are always like, "I love your Christmas light display." And I'm like, "This is trying. I'm trying to do springtime Christmas lights here.
I'm trying.
Trying. Freaking deer.
Ugh, man,
so annoying."
It'll come around.
I know. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Yeah. Hopefully.
The worst case scenario, you buy a ghillie suit, which is like one of those big like seaweed looking suits.
Yeah.
And you just lay face first in the grass and you just wait all night.
Yeah.
And then you give it a stern talking to.
Dude,
Listen up, Bazooka Jack.
I know. Part of the, yeah, Bazooka Jack. I feel like the problem is more the deer than the rabbits, but.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
You could wrestle the deer.
You could wrestle it. You know, you're right. I could just sit out there with like an air horn or something.
Like an air horn.
Waiting for him. Yeah, sure. Waiting for him.
Yeah, it's like 3 a.m.
Three in the morning. I know. I'm like, there's got to be some sort of like motion sensor something you can put up around your garden and that'll just like spook deer.
A wacky wavy inflatable
balloon
arm man.
Yes. Even that. Just get a scare deer out there, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's got to be out there.
That would be so funny if what ends up happening is you're like trying to provide the service to your neighborhood by having this beautiful display of flowers.
Yeah.
And then instead you get like a 30-foot tall, wacky, wavy, inflatable balloon.
That only shows up at night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, going to bed. Let me turn on the wacky, inflatable, waving arm man.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty funny. People are like, what is going on?
It's
over
like,
yeah,
there? Like people are like walking around at night. They're like, you can hear like the gentle like sounds of waving and floppy.
Yeah.
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 It's like, I know exactly what that is.
We're scaring off deer from the sunflowers.
Right, right. Yeah. There's probably an easier way.
But there's got to be some, I feel like, I don't know. Because like, I could put up fencing around it too, but then. Then there's fencing around it, which doesn't look nice.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it's definitely a little bit of like a catch 22. You gotta find like a very clean in between.
Yes, in between.
All right. So something to contemplate. If you've got any feedback for Jay on how to best protect his sunflowers from Bazooka Jack or the Legion of. Boom.
Yeah. Legion of Boom.
Isn't that what they call the defense for the Seattle Seahawks?
That was the Legion of Boom. You're right.
Okay, but yes. Bazooka Jack, I like to think that the Legion of Boom is all of Bazooka Jack's followers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, bazookas go boom.
And, they go boom. Know, yeah.
So
Bazooka Jack is back, man.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah. So anyway, any feedback you got, send it over to popcornculturepod@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to get in on that Q2 quarterly merch, we're doing the pop, pop, pop socket. It's going to be really cool. I'm very excited about it myself because I'm totally adopting a pop socket upon you know officially getting my own. So it's gonna be really cool. So you can do that at patreon.com/popcornculture. We also have After the Final Pop, mm-hmm. which is just a bit of extra content each week that Jay and I record after each week's episode. It's either expanding on a topic that we got to in the main episode or just diving into something new from the show notes that we didn't get into at all.
Right. So you can be sure to go check that out. This week, if you're curious, we're going to be discussing why Pokemon cards are just like the NBA.
Yeah. Two commonly associated things.
So if you want to hear my breakdown of why those two things are the same, check out After the Final Pop this week.
Yeah, patreon.com/popcornculture. But otherwise, guys, until next time.
Pop, pop.